With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Maybe you went to bed last night at a reasonable hour and you didn't hear this.
Bell swings and skies one deep out to left field. That's a moonshot. Wow! Josh Bell sends one out
Joe.
The opposite way.
Whoa.
Home run number 30. Pirates up 9-2.
That would be your par to all fields. And that would be your Joe Block going nuts about it. Good for him. 10-2 bucks win, and they finally win a game again. They're not going to lose the rest of the year. Josh Bell hits his 30th. That's a benchmark number for a lot of people. Marte is at 20 now. Josh Bell is at 30. So you take Josh Bell at 30 and where he is with the RBIs, I think he's at 95, I want to say. He's right at 95. So you have that lull that started just before the All-Star break. Of course, well-publicized, lasted after the Home Run Derby because the Home Run Derby gets everybody.
Right.
But you take 30 home runs and 95 RBIs, and you take a 286 average. When you measure it against the 12 home runs last year and all the stuff, the Sports Illustrated stuff into this year, you look at that as a definite victory. Josh Bell rebounded, right? What do we need to see out of him to say, you know what? That is a bona fide big league slugger. When this year's all said and done and there's 44 games left, what do the numbers need to be?
40-120. 40-120.
He needs to hit 10 in 44 games?
Yep. Okay. And look, maybe that's asking too much, but I think if we get just a glimpse of what we saw back in May, and for that matter, it'd take the whole first half. If we get just a glimpse of that in the last month and a half, I think that'll make you feel much better going forward than had this slide continued for Josh Bell. And maybe it does continue. Maybe these two games are just a blip on the radar and we've got more serious things to worry about. But I take the last couple of games as hope that what we saw in the first half is more along the lines of what we'll get in the future.
You make a very good point, Chris, and I'm going to piggyback that with this. What I would have said about 48 hours ago is I want to see another really hot week from Josh Bell.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we're two games into that.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, and if we could see that play out through the remainder of the trip and then back home after the off day, first couple games of the big long homestand that they have, then I'm satisfied. And we'd still be at probably 38 games left or so in through there. But it looks like Josh Bell is comfortable again. It looks like he's swinging offensively. He's attacking the baseball. He's not reactionary toward it.
Well, and to go back to the numbers and what you want to see out of him, I think you can look at a guy, and it's not to say 30 and 95 before the season. We would have been excited about that. Oh, you're telling me Josh Bell's going to give me 30 homers and 95 RBI? Yeah, sign me up for that. But 30 and 95, I think you can look at it and say, okay, is that going to drive a major league lineup from the middle of the order if that's all you have in the middle of that order?
Yeah, there's not a lot of insulation. I mean,
Marte
is going to do what he does.
Now you get to 40 and 120. Now that's the kind of number that you look at. That's you go, whoa, okay. That's, again, you want to have more insulation around
it. Because you can carry one and a half guys.
Yes, yes, exactly. It's a different level. It really is. And it's not just because you're going from 30 to 40. To get to those numbers over the final 6 weeks of the season, it would take him doing a lot of what he did in the first half again, which would tell you that it wasn't a fluke.
You know what it does for me? If Josh Bell gets to 40, and what did you say, 115?
120, 115.
If he gets to 40 and 120, what it does for me in the offseason, whenever it's winter meetings time, whenever it's preview for next season, that puts him, when I watch MLB Network, which I love, when I watch that, then you see Bellinger, you see Blackman, you see Yelich. You see those guys on those really quick panoramic shots that they show of all the baseball players real fast. Josh Bell's in there with those guys.
Absolutely.
It makes the league notice him among one of the better hitters.
Because especially in a year like this year, in an atmosphere like now where everybody questions the legitimacy of the numbers because of the baseball and because of the way the game is played, you might be able to get away with faking to a certain extent 30 and 95.
Right, because I'm way
you
past
You can't fake 40 and 120.
And that's where I am with this team in finding individual things because they stink.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way of getting around that. This team stinks. They're not good. They're not going to be good. The record is what it is, especially since the All-Star break. They're a bad team. So that's my salvation in watching baseball right now mm-hmm. with the Pittsburgh Pirates is finding individual battles and trying to pull positive from it. And Josh Bell's one of them.
Give me silver linings yes. that I can carry with me into the offseason.
Because I'm not one of these guys that's going to turn it off. I'm going to watch every night if yeah. it's not on at 10:30, like because we get up at 3.
Yes.
But I am somebody that is going to try to extract those silver linings. You know, the season's
because
done.
You want to have a reason to hope going into next year. You want to have a reason to get somewhat excited again come February when pitchers and catchers report.
Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.